Welcome to another edition of Reggie's Movie Update, brought to you by Kroger. This week's movie is Citizen Four, who's in it? Laura Poitras, Glenn Greenwald, William Binney, and Edward Snowden. What's it about? Filmmaker Laura Poitras was in the process of making a film about surveillance in the post-9/11 era when she started receiving encrypted emails from someone identifying himself as Citizen Four. This person was ready to blow the whistle on the massive covert surveillance programs run by the NSA and other intelligence agencies. The person was Edward Snowden. Poitras, Greenwald, and Binney meet with Snowden, who blows the lid off of some unethical and illegal spying by the U.S. government, and this is a real-time account of what transpired. Yes, she was bold enough to film it. What's the like? If the only thing you know about Snowden is that he is a traitor, then this film will make you think again. Poitras captures his motivations, his fears, and his fate. Citizen 4 provides us with a different perspective, and the film is quite scary. This film plays like a real political thriller, with a race to publish the information, find out who the source is, and for the U.S. government to bring Snowden to justice. But more than anything, this film proved without a doubt that U.S. citizens are being spied on, all under the guise of national security. It raises the questions: how much privacy are you willing to give up? How much authority are we willing to give the U.S. government? And is telling on the government an act of treason or an act of patriotism? Even if you are mad at Snowden and prefer that he had done it another way, you actually ask yourself, is there really another way? You will never look at your emails, credit footprint, television viewing, phone conversations, and regular dealings the same way ever. What's not so good? While there is drama and it is suspenseful, it labors. This film, because it is recording real events, stalls at times, and it might be 15 to 20 minutes too long. My rating: this is a important film, a conspiracy theorist's dream, and when you overlay it onto the Snowden timeline we saw play out in the news, the resulting story is compelling, eye-opening, and disappointing. A well-worth-watching film, 3.5 reels. For more, go to ReggiePonder.com and follow me, The Real Critic, on Twitter. Don't forget to visit Kroger.com.